The driver stood them in the row and put them up for sale. He strung some twinkly lights and hung a sign up with a nail. Fresh Christmas trees. It said in red. Fresh Christmas trees for sale. He poured himself hot cocoa in a steaming thermos cup, and snowflakes started falling as a family car pulled up. A mom, a dad, and one small boy, who looked no more than three, jumped out and started searching for the perfect Christmas tree. The boy marched up and down the rows, his nose high in the air. It smells like Christmas, Mom. It smells like Christmas everywhere. Let's get the biggest tree we can. A tree that's 10 miles high. A tree to go right through our roof. A tree to touch the sky. A tree so big that Santa Claus will stop and stare and say, "Now, that's the finest Christmas tree I have seen this Christmas day." It seemed they looked at every tree at least 3 million times. Dad shook them, pinched them, turned them round to find the perfect pine. "I have found it, Mom. The Christmas tree I like the best of all. It's got a little bare spot, but we'll turn that to the wall." "Is this your choice?" the tree man asked. "This pine is the best one here." The boy seemed sad. "My daddy says the price is just too dear." "Then, Merry Christmas," said the man, who wrapped the tree in twine. "It's yours for just one promise. You must keep it Christmas time. On Christmas Eve at bedtime, as you fold your hands to pray, promise in your heart to keep the joy of Christmas Day. Now hurry home. This freezy wind is turning your cheeks pink. And ask your dad to trim the trunk and give the tree a drink."